Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Ches, three lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin and Beis, we learned on Daf Samach and Beis that if Reuven was a Shomer and he made a Shvuas HaShomim that the item was stolen, and then Edom came and testified that Reuven still has the item and the item wasn't stolen, so Reuven is Chayiv Kefal. And if Reuven is then Moida that he swore falsely, then Reuven would be Chayiv to bring a Karban Hasham Gzeilos, but he would not be Chayiv to pay an additional Chaymish since he already is Chayiv to pay Kefal. And the Gemara brought a Machlekes as to the Makar. The Rabban learned that this is from the fact that the pasuk says, "Oy mikol sheyishavu lav l'shaka yishalim oisav bereishav v'chamishisav v'yisav lav," and it's only when Reuven only pays the principal and he's paying mamon amishtalim bereish that there is chiyuv of chaimish. But if he pays kefel, there is no chiyuv of chaimish. And Rabbi Yaakov learned that the chaimish payment is already including the kefel payment, and our Gemara will seem to be only to be discussing a shaila according to the makar of the Rabbanon. And the Gemara begins, "Boy roim b'chama mamon mechayv kefel paitrim." And Rabbi Nachum had a shayla as to what the trigger is as to not being mechayev Reuven to pay both kefil and chaimish. Is it because Reuven pays kefil, so he's potter from chaimish, or is it because Reuven made a shvua sheker which was mechayev him kefil, so the same shvua can't also be mechayev him to pay chaimish? And as the Gemara will explain, that lefi the tzad of the chakira of Rabbi Nachum, if Reuven made two shvua sheker, then it would be possible for Reuven to be chayev to pay kefil as well as to pay chaimish. And as the Gemara continues, Hechi Dami, and what is the nafkamina between these two tzadim of Rabbi Bachama, Kagoyin Shetan Tanis Ganov, Vinishba Vachos Vetan Tanis Ovad, Vinishba, and Ubo Edom Akamaisa, Vahuda Bastraisa, in a case where Reuven was Tain Tanis Ganov, and he swore falsely, and then he retracted, and as Tyson explains, that Reuven said that at the time that I said that the item was stolen, the item was really lost. And therefore, although Reuven was moida that his first shvua was made b'sheka, but it really wasn't moida that he owes the mafkid money and is only changing his taina, and the reason why he is pata, so at that point, Reuven isn't chayiv to pay a chaymish or bring a korban asham gzeilis, as his original shvua wasn't a kfiris mammon, since he claims he doesn't actually owe this money to Shimon. And then Reuven made another shvua that the item was lost, and finally Edom came and testified that the chayfetz was in the rishus of Reuven when he swore that the item was stolen, and therefore Reuven is chayiv to pay kefil for swearing falsely after he was toyin tainis ganav. And finally Reuven admitted that he swore falsely and the chayfetz wasn't lost. And we continue hadaf kuf chesem lav, and the Gemara asks, "Mai, what is the din? Maman mechayiv asa kefil patri min achaymish voy chayiv leil voy kfeila." And the second sad is oydilma shvua mischayiv asa kefil patri min achaymish va shvua b'sraisa hoyl d'loikum chayiv leil kfeila to chayiv achaymish. And the nafkamina is that if the reason why Reuven is potter to pay chaimish is because he is chayiv to pay kefil on this moment, so even though the reason why Reuven is chayiv to pay kefil is based on the Agadas Eidus regarding his first shvua and his chayiv chaimish is for his hoidah about the second shvua, we can still not be mechayiv Reuven to pay chaimish since Reuven is already chayiv to pay kefil. However, if the reason why Reuven wouldn't pay chaimish is because the shvua was already mechayiv him kefil, but since in this case he made two shvuas, so he's chayiv to pay kefil based on that goddess Eidus that the first shvua was sheker, and there is no reason why Reuven should not be chayiv to pay a chaimish for his admission that his second shvua was sheker. And ayin teizid dinam aschal ubo edim akamaisa, that even though when the edim testified that the chayfus was in the rishus of Reuven, they were also testifying that the chayfus wasn't stolen and the chayfus was also not lost, and therefore l'chayr, when Reuven is moida that his second shvua was a shvua sheker, it's loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid. However, Teizid explains that l'gabi toyin Tainis Obed, if Reuven swore that the chayfetz was lost, and Reuven is moide after Edom come, Reuven is still chayv to pay a chaymish. And as we know, if Reuven tainis the tainis Obed, and then Edom came and say that Reuven actually did not lose this item, and the item is still in his rishus, that Reuven is not chayv to pay kefil, and therefore, even if he's moide after Edom already testified that he swore falsely, Reuven will be chayv to pay a chaymish. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava Toshma, Rava will bring a raya from a braisa, as the braisa states, Amar Lechem and Ashok, Hechen Sheri Shekinafta, Vahu Aimer Le Ganafti, Mashbiachin Li Vahama Omein, Vahidim Ida Isa Shekodvai, Mishalm Tashlum and Kefel, Vim Hoidim Atzmai, Mishalm Karim Vachemish Vahasham. And the braisa brings a scenario with Shimon asked Reuven, who is not Shimon Shemer, where is my shar that you stole? And Reuven says, I did not steal your shar. And Shimon says, Mashbiachin Li, and Reuven says, Amen, which is a Kabbalah on the Shvuah, and then Edom come and testify that Reuven stole the shor, then Reuven is chayiv to pay kefel. However, if Reuven is moidah that he swore falsely, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay karen v'chaymish v'asham gzeilos. And Rashi points out that really was no need for Reuven to make a Shvuah in order to be mechayiv and kefel as a ganav, because we know that a ganav is always chayiv to pay kefel, even if he didn't swear falsely, as long as he wasn't moidah b'knas. But since Edom testified that he stole this item, so he's surely chayiv kefel, even if he didn't make a Shvuah. And the only reason the Brisa mentions that Reuven swore falsely is because of the Sefer, as the only time Reuven is chayiv to pay karen v'chaymish v'asham is only if he swore falsely regarding a kfiras mamon, and then Reuven himself was moidah that he swore falsely. And Rava continues with his raya, v'ahacha edim hu demechayiv alei kfeila, and hoida me'atzma in, ava hoida acha edim loi. Clearly the Brisa teaches us that if Edom testified that Reuven stole this item, then Reuven is chayiv kefel, and even if Reuven is then moidah that he swore falsely, Reuven will not also be chayiv to pay a chaymish, and it's only if Edom didn't testify and Reuven was moidah that he swore falsely, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay chaymish. And the Gemara continues, and if you will think that the only time you aren't chayiv a chaymish is if you're already chayiv to pay kefel based on the shvuah sheker that you made, but if the chayiv to pay kefel isn't based on the shvuah sheker, and over here it's based on the fact that you're a standard ganav, then you can still be chayiv to pay chaymish, even though you're already chayiv to pay kefel. So amai hoida acha edim loy, why would Reuven not be chayiv to pay a chaymish, even if he's moidah that he swore falsely after Edom already testified that he stole the chayfetz and swore falsely, if mechtei hashvua loy kam chayv lekveila to chayv chaymish? As in this case, the reason why Reuven is chayv to pay kefel is not because he swore falsely, as every ganav is chayv to pay kefel, even if they didn't swear falsely and only denied that they stole the chayfetz, and then Edom testified that they stole the chayfetz. And if so, since the shvua sheker that Reuven made wasn't the reason for his chayv kefel, so Reuven should even be obligated to pay chaymish because he was meidah that he swore falsely, even though he was already chayiv to pay kefel based on the testimony of the Edom. And therefore, Rava brings a raya to one of the studim of Rav Bechama, Elav Shma Minah, Maman HaMechayeves Kefel, Petrasim Min HaChemish. Then we clearly see from this brisa that once Reuven is chayiv to pay kefel based on a monetary claim, then we can't be mechayiv him to also pay chemish for the same monetary claim, even though the reason why he'll have to pay chemish is based on the Shvuah and based on a different obligation. And the Gemara ends off, Shma Minah, this is a good raya. And the Gemara continues based on the Gemara's outcome. So the Gemara states, "Bei Ravina, chaymish v'kfeila betray gavri mai. Can we be mechayiv two partners to pay kefel and chaymish based on one monetary claim? And for example, if the chiyuv to pay kefel is on one individual and the chiyuv to pay chaymish will be on another individual, what would be the din?" And the Gemara explains, "Hechi dami, that what is the scenario?" And the Gemara says, "Kagoyin shemasa shoyu l'shnei b'nei adam v'tana b'itayin is ganav and chad nishba v'hoida v'chad nishba." Where Levi gave his shah to Reuven and Shimon to watch as Shemir Chinam, and then both Reuven and Shimon were toying Tainis Ganav, and Reuven swore falsely, and he was then Maida, so he's Chayiv Karen V'Chemish V'Asham, while Shimon swore falsely, and then Edom came and testified that he lied, and therefore Shimon would be Chayiv to pay Kefel. And Ravina asked, "Mai, what is the din in this case?" Because in this case, we have a scenario where since Reuven was Maida, therefore he'll have to pay Karen V'Chemish V'Asham, and Shimon will have to pay Kefel. And the Gemara now explains it to Do we say that the Torah was only makbid that the same person shouldn't have to pay both kefil and chaymish? But in our case, since Reuven is paying chaymish and Shimon is paying kefil, so the Torah is a makbid. Or do we say that the Torah was only makbid regarding one din mamin and one taina of mamonis, and they mechayiv either kefil or chaymish on one kfiras mamin? And even in this case, the Torah is a mechayiv Reuven and Shimon to pay both kefil and chaymish. And the Gemara is not pashut the shayla, and the Gemara ends teku and ayin and teisa diva maskel chad nishba v'hoida. That certainly the case had to be where Reuven was moida before Edom came and testified that they stole the item. As if Edom would have come before Reuven was moida, then Reuven and Shimon would both be chayiv kefil, as the Edom are testifying both benegay Reuven and Shimon that they had this item item in the Rishus, and they were the ones who stole the item. But since Reuven was already Maida, and only afterwards did Edom testify, so Reuven isn't chayv to pay kefal. And as Taisa says, Maida beknas va'achim bo Edom pata, and therefore Reuven's only chiyuv is to pay chaymish and not to pay kefal. And therefore the Shaila Gemara is that since Reuven is only paying chaymish, so maybe now that Edom came and testified that Shimon lied, so Shimon would be chayv to pay kefal. And the Gemara continues, Boyra Papa trei chaymish trei kvele b'chad gavra mai. But Papa asks, although we know that Reuven cannot be chayv to pay chaymish at the same time that he is chayv to pay kefal, but can Reuven be responsible to pay two chiyuvim of chaymish or two chiyuvim of kefal for one monetary claim? And the Gemara explains hechi dami and what case are we referring to? And the Gemara states, kigoyin shetan tainis avad v'nishba v'hoida v'chazav etan tainis avad v'nishba v'hoida inami kigoyin shetan tainis gan v'nishba ubo edim v'chazav etan tainis gan v'nishba ubo edim mai. And for example, if Reuven first claimed that the item he was watching was lost and he made a shvuah sheka, and Reuven was then moida that he lied, so he is chayiv karen v'chaymish v'asham, and Reuven then once again claimed that the same item was lost and he made another shvuah sheka and was moida, and the question will be if he is chayiv to pay another chaymish, or in a case where Reuven claimed the item was stolen and Reuven swore falsely and Edom testified that he lied, so he is chayiv to pay kefal, and then once again Reuven swore that the item was stolen and once again he swore falsely and Edom once again testified that he was lying, and the shayla is if he will be chayiv to pay kefal once again. And Ayin Taisis Diva Maskel Ton Tainis Avad, where Taisis says that in the case of Avad we should not be curious that Reuven was already Moida after his first Shvuah, as if he was already Moida, then the second Shvuah isn't a Kfiris Maman, since he was already created an item based on the fact that he lied and was considered a Gazlan, and is therefore Chayiv Ba'insin, and therefore he certainly wouldn't be Chayiv to pay his second Chaymish. And Taisis explains that the case of Gemara is where Reuven was only Moida after he swore a second time, and Taisis ends by asking that this is the case, then why is this a Shaila to Rav Papa? As L'chaira, this is the first Mishnah on Daf Kuvav Menav, where it already stated the Shpil of Hey Pamim, Bein Bifnei Bezin, Bein Shloim Bifnei Bezin, the Kafar Lov, Chayiv HaKalachas VaAchas. And the Gemara now continues and explains the Shaila, and me am reading on Trey Gavni, Deloy Mishtal Malach Chad Mamayna, V'hoch HaChad Gavnu, Oy Dilma Trey Mamayna, Am Rachbanda, Deloy Mishtal Malach Chad Mamayna, V'hoch HaNami Trey Mamayna. Do we say that the Torah was only Machbid, that Reuven can't be mechayiv to pay two different chiyuvim tashlumin for one monetary claim, and Reuven can't be mechayiv to pay chaymish as well as kefal for the same claim, but we can be mechayiv him two of the same chiyuvim for the same monetary claim, and he can therefore be obligated to pay kefal twice or to pay chaymish twice? And the second side of our papa is that the Torah exempts Reuven from paying any two payments for one claim, and he wouldn't be chayiv even for two chaymishin or two payments of kefal. And the Gemara continues and brings a raya tashma the Amar Rava. The Torah says v'chamish hisa v'yosef alav, and it uses lashon rabim, and we learn hatorah rips chamishes harbe l'keren achas, that the Torah allows for us to be mechayiv Reuven to pay two payments of chaymish even for one monetary claim. And the Gemara ends shma mina, it's a good raya. And the Gemara continues with another shaila. Now we know that if Reuven is a shema chinam and is pata migneva v'aveda, and the chayfetz is stolen, and Reuven can swear and be pata, and instead of swearing Reuven decides to pay Shimon, and then the ganav is found, so certainly Reuven is entitled to the kefal from the ganav, since the Baal Bekotan is makna the kefal to Reuven at the time that Reuven paid him the keren, since he will be happy to get paid at this point and he doesn't have to worry about finding the ganav, and therefore immediately upon the mafkid getting paid from Reuven, he is so happy about getting that payment that he's gomer makne that any potential payment that will come from the ganav, if the ganav is actually found, will go to Reuven. And the Gemara Shaila will be a bit of a spin on that din, as the Gemara states, Tavana Bailam L'Shaima, V'nishba V'shilem, V'hukha Ganav, Kefal Ami. If Shimon was Tevei at Hashem Chinam to return his Chafetz, and instead of Reuven immediately going and paying Shimon for that Chafetz, Shimon initially had to take Reuven to Bezin, and Reuven swore that the Chafetz was stolen, and he was telling Tainis Ganav, and therefore Reuven is really potter to pay Shimon, and then Reuven decides to still pay Shimon, L'fnim Mashur Sadin, and then after that they find the Ganav, and the Ganav initially denied they stole the item, and then Edom came and they proved that the Ganav stole this item, and therefore the Ganav is now chayiv to pay kefil. Now certainly we will be entitled to be compensated for the karen that they already paid to Shimon, but the Gemara shayla now is who is entitled to the payment of kefil. And to this shayla the Gemara brings a machlekes, as Abaya Amar Lubala Pekodin, as Abaya holds that Shimon will receive the kefil, and Rava Amar Lemisha Pekodin Etzlai, and Rava says that Reuven should receive the kefil. And the Gemara now explains the svaris of Abaya and Rava, as Abaya Amar Lubala Pekodin, Kivin the Atrachei Beshvua Loi Machni Lekfeila, and Abaya holds since Reuven only paid the karen to Shimon only after he was Batriach Shimon to go to Bezin, and Reuven was already turning Tainus Ganav and even swore, and therefore Shimon isn't makter the kefil payment to Reuven, even though Reuven ultimately paid the money to Shimon, and therefore Shimon has a right to collect kefil. And Rava Amar Lemisha Pekodin Etzlai that Reuven will still get the kefil in this case, and the reason is because Kivin the Shilin, because ultimately Reuven paid Shimon, therefore makter lekfeila, so therefore Shimon was makter him the kefil. And of course at this point Shimon was very happy to receive at least the principal, and he didn't have to worry if he would ever find a ganav, and he didn't know if at any point he would be able to receive any money from the ganav at all. And the Gemara continues and explains that the basis for the machlekes between Abaye and Rava is the kamithli b'diuk of the masisin, that Abaye and Rava are ultimate chaluk as to what should be the diuk from Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia on the Aflam Gimel Beis, as the Mishnah states the Tanan hamafkin itzach aver behemoy kelim v'nignu v'oisha avdu shilim v'le ratzli shava shere amru shay mechinim nishba v'yetzi nimtza agana mishalim tashlum kefel tavuch l'mach mishalim tashlum abav v'chamisha l'miyu mishalim l'misha pekod etzlai. And the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven is a shay mechinim for Shimon, and an animal or kli that he was watching was either stolen or lost, at that point they don't know what occurred, was some iron gurus v'nignu v'le avdu, and they are only gurus v'nignu v'u, and Reuven claimed that this item was stolen, and l'maisa at this point, since Reuven is a shay mechinim, he could swear and be potter, and instead he goes ahead and he pays Shimon, and then they find the ganav, and the ganav is chayiv kefil, so the ganav would pay kefil to Reuven, and if the ganav was tavach macha and is chayiv dal v'hei, then the ganav would also have to pay the dal v'hei to Reuven as well. And this part of the Mishnah that we just mentioned is what we will call the resh of the Mishnah, and the sefer of the Mishnah continues nishbav leiratz l'shalim v'nimtza ganav misham tashlum kefil tavach macha misham tashlum ba'abav v'chamisha l'miu mishalim l'bala b'kodin. However, if Reuven is toying Tainus Ganav to Shimon, and Reuven swears instead of paying Shimon, so if they now find the Ganav, then the Ganav would have to pay Kefil or Dal Behe to Shimon, and not to Reuven. And the Gemara now explains the basis for the machlekes between Abaye and Rava. Abaye daik mireisha, and Rava daik misefer. Abaye is medaik his din from the reisha of the Mishnah, and Rava is medaik his shita from the sefer of this Mishnah. And as the Gemara continues and explains, Abaye daik mireisha, diktoni, shilin v'le ratzali shava, as the Mishnah stated that Reuven immediately paid and didn't want to swear, and we are medayik time shle rotsli shava, and we continue and daf kufchesa mebeis hod nishba afa pishishilem l'mi mishalim l'mal pekodin, that the only time that the reish of the Mishnah taught us that Reuven is entitled to the kefil and dal v'hei is if he immediately paid Shimon and isn't matriach Shimon to take him to Bezdin. But once Reuven would swear that the chepetz was stolen, and only after he swore did he decide l'fnim mishur sadin to pay Shimon, then Shimon isn't makter the kefil or dal v'hei to Reuven, and therefore when they find the ganav, then the ganav will be chayiv to pay the kefil and dal v'hei to Shimon. And Rava was medayik misefer, the tani nishbav leiratzel l'shalim, that if Reuven swears and doesn't want to pay Shimon, then when they find the ganav would have to pay kefil and dal v'hei to Shimon. And it's mashma because Reuven never paid Shimon, that is why Shimon keeps kefil and dal v'hei hashilim afal pishin nishba l'mi mishalim l'mi shapikad and etzloi, that even if Reuven would have sworn, but l'fnim mishur sedin would have then paid the money to Shimon, that the ganav would still have to pay the kefil and dal v'hei to Reuven and not to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, labaya kasha sefer, the lechayr the diak that Rava made from the sefer is shver according to Abaya. And the Gemara explains, omelcha abaya hachitoni, that Abaya explained that this is what the sefer means to teach us, nishba v'le ratzel shalim koydim ha-shvua el l'acha ha-shvua l'mi mishalim l'bal ha-pekodin, that if Reuven swore and didn't want to pay before he made a shvua, then since Shimon had to bring Reuven to Bezin, so although Reuven paid after the shvua, however, at that point, Shimon is not so happy, and therefore Shimon will not be makna the kefil and dal v'hei to Reuven, and therefore once we find the ganav would be required to pay the kefil and dal v'hei to Shimon and not to Reuven. And the reason is because Shimon was a makna the kefil and dal behetu Ruvain. And the Gemara continues and now asks a reverse question on Rava that l'maisa the Rava kasha resha that the diak that Abaye made from the resha is shver on the shita of Rava. And the Gemara answers amalcha Rava hachitani that Rava explains the resha as follows: shilim le'ratz lam b'shvasei ela shilim l'mi mishalim l'mi shapakad etzlay, that if Ruvain didn't want to be soimich on his shvua and instead he went and l'fnimishar sedun paid Shimon even though he didn't have to. Then if they find a ganiv, even though Reuven was Mashriach Shimon to take him to Bezin, even so, the ganiv would have to pay kefil and dal v'hei to Reuven and not to Shimon. And the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara will bring another member of Rava, and the Gemara will now bring two different versions as to what Rava actually stated. And before we continue, as we know, if a ganiv steals a chafetz and is then moida and admits to the owner that he stole the item, so he has to pay keren and is potter mikefil, as we know that moida b'knas is potter. However, we also know if a ganav denies that he stole the item and then Edom came and testified that the ganav really stole this item, then certainly the ganav would be chayiv to pay kefil. And the Gemara begins with the first version as to what Rav stated, and the Gemara states tavu b'aylin l'shoyma v'nishba v'huka ganav, and then tavu shoyma v'hoida o tavu b'aylin v'kafa v'aviu Edom. And the shayla of the Gemara is mi nifta ganav b'yda shoyma o yloi nifta ganav b'yda shoyma, that the case is if Reuven is shoyma chinam for Shimon and Shimon now comes to Reuven and is tervei Reuven for his chefetz, and Reuven swears that the item was stolen, and at this point Reuven is potter as the Shoyim Chinam is potter between Tainis Ganev Vaveda, and then we suspect that Levi is the Ganev, and Reuven, who is the Shemer, goes and is tervei Levi, and he says to Levi that I know that you stole the item and I want you to return the item, and Levi is Moida and admits to Reuven, who was the original Shemer, that he actually stole the item, and then Shimon is tervei Levi and Levi denies they stole the item, and then Edom came and testify that Levi actually stole the chafetz. And the shaila is, do we say that since Levi was made to Reuven that he stole the chafetz, so l'maisa he should be potter b'kefil, because there's a cloud that made b'knas is potter, and if someone is made to the original bailim that he actually stole the item, he would be potter from kefil. And since Reuven is a shemer, therefore we should look at Reuven as if he's the bala bias, and therefore when Levi was made to him, it's a made b'knas and Levi will be potter from kefil. Or do we say that at this point Reuven isn't a shemer any longer and isn't a bala to this item any longer, since he already swore that the item was stolen and therefore he was potter, and therefore even though Levi was made to him, the Haidah is meaningless. And since at a later point when Shimon asked Levi for the item that he stole, the Ganav was kofer and denied that he actually stole the item, and therefore once Edom come and they testify that Levi actually stole the item, so Levi should be chayiv kofer. And the Gemara tells us that Amar Rava im emes nishba nifta aganav b'yidah shomer, im b'sheket nishba lo nifta aganav b'yidah shomer. And Rava Paskin that if when Reuven made his shvua sheshemim, he was telling the complete truth and he swore that the chayf was so stolen and it was an oinis, for example in the case of a gazlin where he's only potter for a list of mezuyin, and ultimately we find out that really that is exactly what happened, so therefore the mafkid trusts Reuven, and therefore there was an ansadi that if Reuven would find the animal that Shimon would be happy if Reuven continued to act as a shemer, and Reuven is still the shemer of Shimon to find his chayfetz, and his tfiya to the ganav is a valid tfiya. And therefore, by the Ganav admitted to Reuven that he stole the chafetz, so it was considered haidah, and moed b'knas is potter, so the Ganav is potter from paying kefil, even though he subsequently denied he stole the chafetz when Shimon was tevei him. However, if Reuven didn't swear completely truthfully, and Reuven swore that the chafetz that he was watching died, or was nishba, or nigdav b'aynis, and it turns out that although it was really stolen, and therefore Reuven is potter, since he was a shemen chinam, but l'maisa, since Reuven wasn't completely honest with Shimon, so it is an ansadi that Shimon doesn't want Reuven to act as a shemer any longer, and he doesn't trust Reuven, and therefore Reuven is not considered the shemer of Shimon any longer. And when Reuven confronted the ganav and asked if he stole the item, and the ganav was made to Reuven, is not considered haidah. And since the ganav subsequently was kaifa and denied stealing this item when Shimon was tevei him, and then Edom came and testified that this ganav actually stole the chafetz, so the ganav would be chayiv to pay kefil. And the Gemara continues that now the Rava was pushed this shayla, so Rava continues and asks that what would it be if Amalei Shavu B'Shekev Lo Nechu Mahu, if Reuven was about to swear to Shimon in regard to the Gneva, and he would have sworn falsely, and ultimately he didn't yet have the opportunity to swear, and they now found the Ganav, and the Ganav was made to Reuven, would we say that L'maisa Shimon doesn't trust Reuven since he was about to swear falsely, and therefore when the Ganav was made to Reuven, it can't be considered a Da, and therefore the Ganav doesn't have the Ptor made to be Knas's Pata, and therefore would we say that the Ganav is going to have to pay Kefil, or do we say that if that's not the case, and this shaila, the Gemara says teiku, and the Gemara now continues with the second version as to what Rava stated, and Rav Kahana Masnihachi, and Rav Tavumi Masnihachi, that this was Rav Kahana's version as to what Rava stated, and Rav Tavumi had a different version as to what Rava stated, and Lafi this version, even if first din the Rava stated was a shaila to Rava, as by Rava, Rava is Nijbal Shakamau, if Reuven swore falsely regarding the facts of the Gneva, but ultimately Reuven was going to be Pata, because ultimately it was stolen, and therefore Reuven, who was a Shayim Chinam, is Pata from Gneva Aveda, and then we found a Ganav, and Reuven goes over to Ganav, and he confronts him, and he asks him to give back the Gneva, and the Ganav is Maida to Reuven, so do we say that that is considered a Haida, and since Maida Beknas is Pata, therefore the Ganav would be Pata to pay Kefal, or do we say that's not considered a Haida to the proper person and to the Baldavar, and therefore if the Ganav ultimately was Kefal to Shimon, and then Edom came and testified that the Ganav actually stole this item, then the Ganav would still be Chayv to pay Kefal. And Rashi explains that certainly if Reuven would have sworn correctly and honestly, then certainly Reuven would be considered the Shem Chinam of Shimon, and therefore the Ganav's admission is certainly a valid admission, and Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and the Ganav is certainly going to be Potter from Kefal, but possibly even where Reuven swore falsely regarding a detail, L'maisa Reuven may still be considered the Shem of Shimon, and the Ganav's admission would be a valid Adah, and Moedah B'Knas Potter, so the Ganav would still be Potter from Kefal, according to this version of Rava. And the Svar is that since Reuven knew that he swore improperly, then at some point Reuven will be in the Skaret and try to make this right by paying Shimon, but ultimately he is still the Shem of Shimon, and surely he will try to find a Ganav on behalf of Shimon to make sure Shimon gets paid for his loss. And Lafi this version of Tavumi, as to what Rava stated, the Gemara ends off Teku, and Ayin Rashi, who has a second shot as to how to learn this Gemara, and Rashi states, V'risha Shemaiti V'ikahu Ayin Shem. And the Gemara now continues, Tavu Bailin L'Shoima V'Shila V'Huka Ganav, Tavu Bailin V'Hoida, and then Tavu Shoima V'Kofa V'Hevi Edim Nifta Ganav V'Yidaz Bailin Oiloi. The Gemara's question now, if Shimon was to pay Reuven, who was his Shoima Chinam, and Reuven immediately pays Shimon and doesn't even make a Shua, and let's remember, as we stated before, that Kuli Alma agree that since Reuven immediately paid Shimon, then therefore Shimon gave over all rights to Kefal and Dal V'Hei to Reuven, and therefore all would agree that if we find a Ganav and the Ganav is Kefer, and Edom testified that he stole this item, then certainly the Ganav would have to pay Kefal or Dal V'Hei to Reuven. And in this case, they suspected who the Ganav was, and Shimon, who was the original owner of the item, was Tevei the Ganav, and the Ganav was Moida, that he stole the Chafetz, and then Reuven was Tevei the Ganav, and he was Kefer, and finally Edom came and were made that the Ganav actually stole the Chafetz. And the Gemara's question is, would we consider the fact that Shimon was Tevei the Ganav, and the Ganav was Moida the Shimon, that is considered that he was Moida B'Knas to the actual Bailim, and therefore the Ganav would be Potter Mekefel, because Moida B'Knas is Potter, or do we say that Lamais at this point, Shimon already was paid off for the Chafetz, and therefore he's not the Bala Chafetz, and really the Haidah that the Ganav made to Shimon is Loimail of Loimayrid, or do we say that that's not the case? And the Gemara explains the two stodim of the Shaila, Miyamina, Matsi Omale, Shemel Bailim, Asayin, Kivin, the Shaklis Luchu, Dami, Estaklis Luhumacha, and Lamaisa Reuven can tell Shimon that although you were the original owner of this Chafetz, but Lamaisa, since I paid for this item, so you no longer are connected to this Chafetz, and the fact that the Ganav was made to you is Loimail of Loimayrid, as you had no connection to the Chafetz, and your Tfiyah and your claim to the Ganav was really meaningless, and therefore the Ganav is still going to be chayav to pay me kefal because I was tevei him and he was kefal and he denied that he stole this item. And the Gemara continues that the second side is oidilma matzi armelik hechidat avdus lamilsa and nanami avdin alach tachinam basa gneva shakana nandidon shkol atidach. The Ganav who actually doesn't want to have to pay kefal has a taina and he will say that lemaisa when Shimon was tevei me he had a right to be tevei me and therefore my daughter Shimon should be a proper Haidah, and Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and I shouldn't have to pay Kefal, because Shimon will tell Reuven that since you did me a favor, and you paid for the item, you were watching, even though you could have been Tainas Ganav and sworn and been Potter, and therefore, I want to pay back this favor, and I want to find a Ganav for you, and therefore, when we are Tevei the Ganav, it's considered a valid fear, and if the Ganav would be Kefal, and Edom would testify that he is lying, then the Ganav would have to pay Kefal, but now that the Ganav was L'maisa Moedah to me, so therefore, it's considered a valid Haidah, and the din is Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and the Ganav is Potter from paying Kefal. And once again, the Gemara ends off as a Teku, and the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, Nigru Ba'inus, V'Hoka Ganav, and Om Abaye, Im Shem Chinam, who Ratza Isi Maidin, Ratza Nishba. However, Im Shem Isachu, Isi Maidin, Ve'inu Nishba, and Rava Oma, Echad And the case of Gemara is, if Reuben was a shomer for Shimon, and Levi comes and steals the spekadim from Reuben by force, which is defined as a case of lista mezuyin, and the reason why we're talking about a case of lista mezuyin is because the Gemara brings down the din of a shomer sacha, and a shomer sacha is not potter b'gnei v'aveda, and it's only in potter for a case of lista mezuyin, which is like an oinis, and both the shomer chinam and even a shomer sacha would therefore be potter by toying tainis lista mezuyin. Before Reuben even swears, he finds Levi, who he suspects to be the ganav, and Reuben has the ability to force Levi to give the schefetz back. So by a hold, if Reuben is a shomer chinam, then he can either pay Shimon for the item, and then Reuben could go and collect the chafetz from Levi, and if Levi would deny, and then Eden would testify that Levi lied, then Reuben would receive kefil from Levi, or Reuben can just swear to Shimon that the item was stolen, and therefore Shimon will have to get this chafetz back from Levi, and Reuben will be potter, as Lemaisa Reuben was toying Tainus list of Mizuyin, and he made a shvur to that effect. However, if Reuben was a shomer sacha, then Abai hold that Reuben has a responsibility to pay back Shimon, and then go and get this chafetz back from Levi, and as Rashi explains, that since Reuben is a shomer sacha, so even though he is potter when he has a tainus list of mezuyin, but since Reuben knows who stole the item and Reuben knows that he could get it back, so since he is a paid shomer, he has an obligation to do so, and he can't just potter himself by making a shvuah. And Rava argues in Abaye, and he says it doesn't make a difference if Reuben is a shomer chinam or a shomer sacha, and he's always obligated to pay Shimon and then go and get the chafetz back from Levi. And even by a shomer chinam, as Rashi says, mitzvah of lechazer acha aveda. And the Gemara continues, now we know that when there was a machlekes between Abaye and Rava, we always pass like Rava, aside for a yalkigam. Therefore, as we will see, the Gemara will bring a din that was stated by Rav Huna bar Avin, and the Gemara wants that the din of Rav Huna bar Avin should work out according to the sheet of Rava as well. And therefore, the Gemara is now bothered that will seem that Rav Huna bar Avin is chelik on Rava and passing like Abaye. And as the Gemara brings lema pligi ad Rav Huna bar Avin, and the Gemara now brings the member of Rav Huna bar Avin, which the words of Rav Huna bar Avin sound exactly to be the same words of Abaye, the shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, as Rav Huna bar Avin sent negdavo ba'inis v'huka ganav im shomer chinam hu rotzo isi ma'idin rotzo nishba v'im shomer sachu isi ma'idin ve'ina nishba. And this is exactly like the words of Abaye, not like Rava. And the Gemara explains amlocha Rava, the Rava will explain, and Rava will respond that real Rav Huna bar Avin holds like my shita, but hacham ma'iskinan k'goin shekadim v'nishba. And at least as Rashi explains, that the shomer chinam already swore before they found out who the ganav was, but me'ikad adina, if the shomer chinam already knew who the ganav was, then he should have to pay the mafkid and then go and bring the ganav to a din Torah. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'ratza isi ma'idin ratza nishba kama, that how could Rava explain that it is the case of Rav Huna bar Avin if Rav Huna bar Avin clearly says that ratza isi ma'idin ratza nishba, and according to you, since you already swore prior to knowing who the ganav is, then certainly there is no longer a choice for Reuben to decide to be isi ma'idin. And the Gemara answers, hachi kama, that in chinami, this is what Rav Huna bar Avin meant to say, ratza shomer chinam oim b'shvasa ratza isi ma'idin, that generally, as Rava taught us, the shomer chinam should really pay the mafkid and be isi ma'idin with the ganav, but in this case, where the shomer chinam already swore before knowing the identity of the ganav, then b'di'evid, since he already swore, so he doesn't have to pay the mafkid, and the mafkid will go and try to get the chafetz back from the ganav. But certainly, even though the shomer chinam already swore, it would still be better for the shomer chinam to pay the mafkid at this point and then go get the chafetz from the ganav. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Zuta by Lahachi, Rabbi Bazute asked the question as follows, Nigdav Ba'inus Vechsir Ganav Bebe Shaimo Mesa Bepshia Mau. What would it then be if Levi stole an animal for Reuben, who was a Shaimo for Shimon, and then Levi returned the behemoth to the house of Reuben, and then Reuben was negligent, and the animal died in Reuben's Rishus? And the Shaila is, Miam Rinon Kivin Shenigdav Ba'inus Kaulei Shmirasai, that since originally when Levi stole the animal, he stole it and it was a complete Oinus, and therefore Reuben would be Potter, so Reuben's responsibility as the Shaimo is now completed, and Reuben is no longer responsible for this animal, even though Levi now returned the animal to Reuben's Rishus, and therefore Reuben is Potter. Oidilma, or do we say, Kivin the Hadra Hadul Shmirasai, or do we say that since the ganav returned the animal back to Reuben's Rishus, so Reuben is once again chayav to guard it, and since he was peshay in its shmirah and the animal died, so Reuben would be chayav, and the Gemara ends off as a teku. And the Taisa Rid explained that the Gemara means to say that this question which Rabbi Zuta had is pasha to Rava, and Rava would hold that certainly the shomer has a continuing responsibility to guard this animal, and the Rai is because Rava even said that even in a case where the ganav still has the chafetz, that Reuben should pay Shimon and then go and fight with the ganav to make sure to get the chafetz back for Shimon. in, and therefore we see the Hishmir continues, and therefore certainly if the Ganav already gave the Chivetz back to Reuben, then certainly Reuben has an obligation to continue to watch this animal of Shimon, and we will stop over here.